Families, businesses, and communities of all sorts have had to deal with difficult times and big disappointments over the past year. Last week, Nelson's hockey community took one on the chin. A couple of haymakers, in fact.
Yeah, that's right, Rob. Longtime Nelson hockey player, coach, and supporter Rob Wright passed away after a battle with cancer. A very sad loss for the community. And then word that the regional district was closing the Civic Arena to offset losses in revenue due to provincial pandemic protocols created a pretty significant pushback and some concern from hockey and figure skating parents. And then at the start of last week, the Nelson Leafs season was officially canceled, sadly, along with the rest of the Kootenay International Junior Hockey League.
And that news didn't sit very well with the Leafs organization, as they were under the impression, as we've mentioned many times on the show, that the Junior B hockey, like the BCHL and the WHL, would be given a chance to resume play in an abbreviated season.
Yeah, that's right. The Junior A teams, like the Trail Smoke Eaters down the roads, they're still on hold. They have not canceled the season yet, but haven't started playing. The WHL recently announced it'll begin playing on February 26th.
And Darren, you had a chance to visit the Leafs practice last week. What was it like?
Well, it was, it was lighthearted and it was almost a little bit resigned. We had a chance to get a little bit of ambient sound while we were there. Most of the Leafs players, Rob, had already packed up and left for the season, but a dozen were still there to play one last pickup game. So were coaches Mario and Adam DiBella, who had headed back to the Leafs office beneath the Nelson and District Community Complex stands to let the boys enjoy one last skate. After the players headed into the tunnel, the rink went silent and the Zamboni came out to clean the ice for what looked almost like a little bit of a lonely lap out there for the machine. I did have a chance, though, Rob, to speak with Coach DiBella for a few minutes. I asked him for his thoughts on the cancellation of the season.
Well, it was extremely disappointing. You know, when I see the outcome here after, you know, as a group we've collectively done everything that was asked of us, the numbers are where they said that they had to be to reopen things, and then to find that that wasn't good enough through no fault of our own, it's very disappointing to me.
So Coach DiBella believed it would have been possible to fit in an 18 game season this month. Now though, he says players have lost some real precious time from their junior hockey careers, and that includes younger 16 to 19 year olds looking to develop and move on to Junior A, the WHL, or college hockey. And on a little sadder note, graduating 20 year olds who very likely would have had an opportunity to compete for a league championship, shortened season or otherwise.
Children that have been playing hockey from the time that they're 4 and 5 years old, and they're now leaving junior hockey as a 20 year old or as a 19 year old to, you know, carry forward with their lives. And you know, basically, we've had 2 years of their lives affected in an otherwise, you know, for most junior players, it's a 3-4 year career. So you're looking at, you know, an effect that impacts 50 to 75% of their junior playing career. It's over the top.
Darren, you would have first-hand knowledge, but by the time they've reached this level of hockey, the commitment that the kids and their parents have to make is very significant, isn't it?
It is, surprisingly so, yeah. A lot of players have already spent a season or two away from home, and really that can be often be more difficult on parents who've had to say goodbye to their relatively young teenagers. But the kids have been training almost every day, either on ice or in the weight room, for a number of years now. They're paying close attention to their diets and nutrition, and on top of that, they're expected to keep the grades up, and that gets tough in high school, especially for those in grade 12 preparing to graduate with grades high enough to enable them to apply for scholarship opportunities in college and university. With all that commitment then having been lost to the disappointing cancellation of the season, Coach DiBella says he can't help but worry about the impact this somewhat lost year could have on some of his players' spirits and their mental health too.
Well, we'll do our part in trying to move those players on that want to go to higher levels. You know, it has to impact them. I think that, you know, mentally, you know, it's been a tough road for these, you know, children. They're in a position where, you know, they've never had to deal with adversity before. And while this will make them stronger, you know, I just hope that it doesn't break a number of them. And that's, you know, that's where my concerns lie with people that are this age and this impressionable.
So in a normal season, Rob, the KJHL playoffs are in March and early April, and anybody who remembers last year at this time can recall the Leafs were on the verge of sweeping the first two rounds of the playoffs versus the Beaver Valley Nighthawks and the Spokane Braves, who were playing great. This season, the Leafs had played just 3 games back in November. They won them all. They scored 10 goals in 3 different games before the season was cut short. So as assistant coach Adam DiBella pointed out, the franchise is in the midst of a very strong chapter.
I want to be back. I mean, we are 2 years into a championship run there last year, going 6-0 through playoffs, and this year we had a really great team. So we're 2 years in the making of finishing our season, so I'm hungry as ever to get back, and I'm sure the players are as well.
Darren, before you left the arena, you had a chance to talk to a few of the kids, who are most of them are local players.
Yeah, I did, and we should note, too, that both coaches added that they were really impressed with the positive attitude and composure the Leafs players showed this season, with all the uncertainty in regards to not only hockey, but throughout the world around us. The season was not a loss in some ways, though, as we're about to hear. We asked some of the players what they learned about themselves, what they learned about life, and what they enjoyed about this most unusual season.
My name is Simon Nemethy. I'm 19, almost 20. I've been playing hockey since I was 8 years old. I learned that no matter whatever happens, you just got to make the best of it and just have fun, you know. The season's had a lot of twists and turns to it, and, you know, you can never expect anything to happen because it's probably not going to be what you expected, so just make the best of it. All the memories, honestly, it's got to meet a bunch of guys I didn't think I would meet this year, so that was great, and I love being here.
I'm Seamus Boyd. I'm 17. I've been playing hockey since I was about 4. I think I learned a lot about discipline, you know, having to stay in, like, cohorts and whatnot, not being able to go to parties and all that. Yeah, I learned a lot about self-control. You know, I like to have the experience playing some junior hockey here. It was a good fun year, no matter, like, we didn't play much games, but it was fun when we did.
I'm Rhett Hamilton. I've been playing hockey for about 12, 13 years now. Just turned 17 not too long ago. I took away just being around the older guys a lot. Like, I really looked up to them, and they were a great impact on me. I felt like a little brother to them, honestly. Like, I had a great year. Made the most of it. The funny jokes that went around the room, and just getting the experience to play in the junior hockey lifestyle. And
my name is Joe Davidson. I just recently turned 18 years old. I've been playing hockey for probably about 12 years. 12, 13, yeah. I learned that, like Nemethy said, you gotta take a positive, or take a negative turn into a positive, and I guess other teams weren't on the ice, and we got to stay here and be with the boys. Being able to come to the rink every day, have a laugh with the boys, do our thing, practice. Good times.
I'm Bryden Powell, 19 years old, almost 20. Been playing hockey since I was 4. You have to adapt, and nothing can be like too normal. You have to change with and adapt and follow rules. Meeting new guys, coming back to Nelson, looking forward to my 20-year-old season.
Those are some of the thoughts from the last of the 2021 Nelson Leafs as they walked off the ice for what was their last practice of the season last week, following the news of KJHL's year was canceled.
Hopefully be back.
I'm sure.